It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Good morning, Philip.
What's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. Today is quiz day. I'd like to be on for you to be on your best behavior.
I will try. I want my diploma signed this weekend.
So. That ain't going to happen.
You don't think so?
I've been looking through the old tests, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones you've missed are really easy. So I think you're going to have to go summer school.
Oh, man.
I'll have to talk to June.
Okay.
So see if we can get her on board. I'm sure she wouldn't care.
She won't. No, exactly.
Well,
get me out of the.
Let's see if you can get 100 on this one. Anyway, how was your?
Oh, we had a really nice weekend.
And I was waiting for the invite for barbecue and.
Nope. Didn't host any of those events.
It was just me.
Graduation party, and we had a little journey with, we did a couple things on Saturday, family and friends yesterday, so it was nice to get together.
Did you know, in this year, there's more graduates ever in the United States than they've ever been?
Really?
In one year, yep.
Wow.
There's a Florida county that has 12 or 15 schools graduated over 6,200 kids. Could you imagine waiting in line for that one?
No. Probably would have been hard to find a card.
Yeah. If I was a graduate of 6,000 kids, I think I would have skipped mine.
Probably. That's good, though. Get some more kids out in the workforce.
Without question.
Support you and I someday.
Maybe.
Maybe.
So, big plans tonight?
I'm supposed to be here in Richland Center for softball and for tournaments. Again, a lot of them play on the same night.
Right.
I don't know, I'm looking at the sky. When they say a 30% chance of rain, that's not much, but that's when we usually get it. So we'll have to see.
Right. And there's no mud puddles out there yet.
Nope.
But on my phone, it says rain will end soon in Richland Center.
Rain will end soon.
That's what it says. I don't know what.
I don't see any rain.
I don't either. I just wonder, the weather's been off all year.
Yeah.
For forecasts, so swing and a miss
by Henry Bray.
Yeah, got hit a couple times yesterday in my hometown.
Did you?
Yeah, thanks to Alex Meister.
He hit you?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah, got hit in the throat.
The catcher just get out of the way and let you.
It was just one of those things where I got hit in the throat. Never been hit in the throat.
Oh man.
Yeah, I even had a.
You wear the hangy down.
Yeah, I did, and just went right underneath.
Really?
Got hit in the arm here.
Ouch. That'll hurt your modeling.
I got hit. Yeah. Got hit square on in the chest from a foul ball.
Ouch.
I mean, and it actually didn't hurt. I got that new Kevlar equipment. It's pretty cool. And then I got hit below the waist.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah. I was just kidding. It's a great shot.
Yeah. Wow.
There's actually a conversation about that.
Rough.
Yeah. When
rough
the,
day.
The pitcher come back after a kid from Ridgeway. He comes back and he goes, "Did I get you?" And I said, "Boy, it was a great shot. It has to be a good shot to get me." He goes, "You're going to call a strike then?" I said, "Yeah, I'll call a strike for that one."
Right.
And you're out. I've been beat up. Saw Bob Nugent over there yesterday. He's giving me all kinds of grief. So I just can't win, no matter where I go.
Wherever you cheat the kids, you're going to get
Grief.
Hassled.
Yeah. So good win for Muscadet, though. 10-1.
Yeah. I appreciate you finding me some correction fluid, too.
You have 4 bottles of that now, buddy.
Well, you just can't get this anymore.
Well, you can. How long did it take? It took 60 days. Maybe not that long.
Yeah, because we could not find it in the store.
Right.
They have that stupid tape, which drives me crazy.
Yeah, I can see you. It's like a cassette tape back
there. It's like, put me in a room with that, I don't know, what is it called? It's not correctotype, but you have the...
It was all over your...
Where you light out...
Yeah.
And I'm pretty soon it looks like the leader out of a cassette.
Correction tape.
Correction tape sitting there going, what the? And it works at first and then
I think it might be the operator.
It could. Well, I'm sure it probably
so,
is.
So when we talked about it the last time, that's the day I ordered this, and it finally came in.
It was like 2 months ago.
I know.
They used to call it whiteout. See, nobody uses it because they don't type anymore, and they just do everything online, or you can bring it up and Google Doc, and you can work it that way. But when I have a actual thing that I want to correct, you know, that I've written on, and of course I always make mistakes, should use pencil, but I don't. Before I fax it, I want to change it.
Well, and a lot of people, a lot of times you can't write over this stuff.
Nobody faxes anymore, by the way.
Well, we have a fax machine.
I know we do. I know what you mean, though.
So, I got four of them for you, sure, so good luck, young man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I scan things. Uh-huh. Before I scan them, I want them to be right. So, it's hard to find good correction
fluid. Now you've got four bottles. It should last you for a long time.
Well, I would think so.
Don't be painting your nails and stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's a good idea.
I used to do that. People used to do that.
Paint their nails with correction fluid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll keep it here handy in case I mess up on the quiz.
I'm going to put this over here, buddy.
Oh, okay.
All right. Get your hands off the correction tape.
It's not tape.
It should be.
It's fluid.
All right, young man. There's 10 questions on a little bit of everything.
All right.
Are you ready?
So, a potpourri today.
It's a potpourri.
Have not had 100 since March.
And that's questionable.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right, number one. In Singapore, chewing gum is completely banned. The first public library in the U.S. was established in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Number three,
mm-hmm.
Lambeau Field, home to the Green Bay Packers, opened in 1957.
Mm-hmm.
Number four,
all right.
Mariah Carey has more number one hits than the Beatles. What number are we on?
We're on number fiver.
Five. Taylor Swift has won more Grammys than any other artist. Number six. Napster was first widely used. Napster. Remember Napster?
Oh, I do.
Was the first widely used music streaming service. Number
Sevener.
What have I done here, Phil? Did I have two sevens here?
I don't know.
Was I sleeping? All right. In California, it's illegal to whistle for a lost canary before 7 a.m.
Boy. All right. Okay.
All right. Aider. In Oklahoma, it's illegal to eavesdrop on a dog.
All right.
I just pull them out of the air, don't I?
I don't know where you come up with them.
In Florida, or number nine, in Florida, unmarried women who parachute on Sundays can be jailed.
Wow.
It's way out there.
All right.
Number 10, it is illegal to drive a dirty car in Russia.
All right.
Oh, my. Just the place where I find these are just unreal.
I don't even know. I'm guessing.
Do you want the website?
There are probably some banned websites. Shouldn't be on.
The darkest of the web.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
All right, buddy, what's your guess?
Well, I don't know. I'm guessing I probably got the first one wrong because that's what usually happens. So, but I'm going to go with a healthy guess. I'll say that I have 8 right.
Ooh.
Because I felt good about a couple of them. So
You've already minus one because there's no name or date on the on.
Well, now there is.
Philip. That will extend our week. I'm not schooling another week.
Oh man. Okay.
Number one, in Singapore, chewing gum is completely banned. Philip.
That's true.
Nope, it's not.
I knew it. I should have changed it.
It's heavily restricted, but medical gum like nicotine gum is allowed.
Oh, well. What do you do?
I win. I'm done right now. I don't even care.
I'm just going to quit.
The first public library in the U.S. was established in Wisconsin.
False.
It is false, Phil. The first public library was in Peterborough, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably during the early days of the country.
Sure.
Before Wisconsin was established, I would guess. I don't know.
Number three, Lambeau Field, home to the Green Bay Packers, opened in 1957.
That is correct.
It is one of the oldest football stadiums still in use.
Before that, it was like City Field or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Did they ever play at Milwaukee Stadium?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
They did.
They alternated. So, yeah, okay. They played some up through Brett Favre's early days.
Really?
Yeah, they okay. play. That's where now you hear about the gold package.
Oh, yes.
Any of those that had season tickets in Milwaukee get to go to Green Bay those days.
Okay. I don't have any tickets.
Don't you?
No.
Oh. Be a lot cooler if you did.
with somebody. Mariah Carey has more number one hits than the Beatles.
I think that's false.
It is false. The Beatles hold the record at 20. Mariah Carey is second at 19.
Okay.
Tough question, though.
It is a tough question. They've surpassed the Beatles in a lot of things, you know, mm-hmm. because of the way that music is downloaded.
What is that question?
Groups can have 10 songs in the top 10 now because their whole album makes the chart, and that didn't happen back in the day.
Oh, so yeah.
A little different.
Taylor Swift has won more Grammys than the other artist.
I think that's false.
It is false. As of 2024, Beyonce holds the record for the most Grammy wins.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. Number six, Napster was the first widely used music streaming service.
Well, I originally said true, but I changed my answer because I think there was another one, but I can't come up with a name.
Well, false. Napster was a file sharing service, not a streaming service. But there was another one besides Napster.
I was thinking so too. So yeah, I guess I did answer false.
Yeah, you did.
Right,
but there was another one. I have to look that up.
It seems like it. There was a lot of controversy at that time about
100%
how people get reimbursed for the songs and things like that.
Because they wasn't getting reimbursed for anything.
Right.
In California, it's illegal to whistle for a lost canary before 7 a.m.
It's got
to
be true.
It is a quirky local law in Berkeley, though not actively enforced. and I'm thinking, okay, there must have been a lot of lost canaries out there.
There must have been.
Or just one by the person in the wrong house.
But he was a problem.
Yes. In Oklahoma, it's illegal to eavesdrop on a dog.
That's so weird, it's got to be true.
It's true. According to a law prohibiting eavesdropping on conversations, including those involving animals, strange but real. And number nine, in Florida, unmarried women who parachute on Sundays can be jailed.
That's got to be true.
It is. An old unenforced law still on the books in some areas.
You'd think they'd take that up. But... Oh, well.
Why'd they have that law?
More important.
I don't understand.
I don't know either.
It is illegal to drive a dirty car in Russia.
I would think that's probably true.
It is true.
You can't do much, I don't think.
In some cities like Moscow, drivers can be fined for very dirty vehicles.
Boy, I'd get a fine. She was always like, oh, you know, you got that car so dirty. No, it's not. It's just cluttered.
Yeah, just cluttered.
The clutter covers up any places that could get dirty. Right?
So yeah, that's true.
If you have paper on the floorboard and paper on the seats, you know.
What'd you end up with, buddy?
Nine.
Nine.
A niner.
Yeah. Hey, which one did you
choose? Well, of course, the first one.
Yes.
And I changed two answers after I had initially finished, and I thought strongly about changing the first one, but I was pretty sure that I was right on that one.
Yeah.
But obviously, I was wrong.
Hey, you know what? So you have to learn that in Singapore, chewing gum is completely banned. That's not true.
Right. Right.
Well, it does sound true.
Yeah, I thought I'd heard it before.
It's very, very restricted.
But you said nicotine gum is allowed.
And medical gum, yeah.
And medical gum.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got a half smiling face today.
9 out of 10, buddy. Not bad.
9 out of 10.
Hank wins. Because if I can get you on the first one, I win.
And you did.
Yeah. Again.
Oh, well.
Buddy, I hope you have a great day. Everybody out there in radio, and be kind, and good luck to all our local athletes.
That's Hank with today's Quizzy Poo.